I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump and Russia's Vladimir Putin have started their Alaska summit with a warm handshake on Friday. President Trump says he's seeking a ceasefire in the Russia-Ukraine war.
During an interview aboard Air Force One as he flew to Alaska, the president told Fox News that he'd like to walk away from the meeting with a ceasefire. He said he wouldn't be thrilled if he didn't get it. The president also said he'd like a second meeting on Russia's war in Ukraine.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. The discussions could reshape the war in Ukraine and relations between Moscow and Washington. The summit gives Trump a chance to prove he's a master dealmaker and global peacemaker. A constitutional attorney says the fact the DOJ is proceeding with a grand jury probe indicates it's moving forward with possible charges in the so-called Russiagate hoax used against Donald Trump. Bob Agnew reports.
Mark Weaver says instigating grand jury investigations is a big statement from the DOJ.
We are ready to show citizens evidence of crimes and see if they're willing to vote for an indictment. And the fact that it's happening in several different places suggests that there's a lot of evidence to show.
Weaver says it's still too soon to say whether the investigations will net any indictments.
But I do see forward motion. And that's heartening to me because I want to see justice done.
Weaver was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
A federal grand jury has indicted New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell after a long corruption investigation. She was indicted on fraud, conspiracy, and obstruction charges into a probe into allegations that she tried to hide a romantic relationship with her bodyguard. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 34 points. This is SRN News. Toronto residents have a message for the city.
More than 10,000 have signed a petition urging the mayor and the council to stop spending public money on gay pride events. The petition states that $350,000 of taxpayer money been given to Pride Toronto for a parade, quote, despite the event's history of public nudity and indecent displays in full view of families and children. While gay pride is promoted, Toronto is awash in crime, homelessness, and drug addiction. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge ordered the Trump administration to restore millions of dollars in science grants it's withheld from UCLA, saying they were made in violation of an earlier ruling. The taxpayer funds were frozen as part of a wider effort by the administration to convince major universities to stop promoting the LGBT agenda and diversity, equity, and inclusion. UCLA also faces another Trump administration demand. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks edge back from their records, led by drops for technology companies. But Wall Street did close out with another winning week. The S&P 500 fell 0.3%, slipping below the record it set a day earlier. The Dow edged up 0.1%. The NASDAQ composite fell 0.4%. United Health Group jumped after Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway said it bought nearly 5 million shares of the insurer in the spring, while Applied Materials slumped on worries about its business in China. Treasury yields rose following mixed reports on the U.S. economy. The Dow was up 34 points to close at 44,946. The NASDAQ lost 87 to 21,622. The S&P 500 dropped 18 to 84.49. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.